In the first reading today, St. Paul speaks about the crown of righteousness or of justice that awaits him. And he says that it awaits him because he has remained faithful to the end. Now we have to look at ourselves because he said it's not only for him, but it's also for all who love the Lord's coming. And so if we're looking forward to union with Christ, then we're going to live according to the way of Christ. That's exactly what he tells us. We have to be diligent. We have to preach the gospel in season and out of season, whether people like it or whether they don't. We have to keep preaching it. And there are lots of people who do not like the gospel. In fact, there are lots of people who come to Mass every day who do not want to hear the gospel. We all want to hear what we want to hear. We want to be patted on the back and we want to be told that we're so wonderful, just like the Pharisee, that God never created anybody greater than you, and aren't you just the best? Unfortunately, it's false, but sure a whole lot easier than hearing the truth, like quit sinning. Well, we don't like to hear that. That's true for everybody else, but not for me. No, it's true for everybody. Unless we have achieved the heights of the spiritual life, which our saint today teaches us how to reach, we've got work to do. And we're not the most wonderful creatures that God ever created. We have to work toward being holy. And let's admit it, in our day, there are not very many people who want to be holy. We have a lot of people in the church who don't want to be in the state of mortal sin. It's a good thing. They want to be in the state of grace. They do not want to be bothered any further than that. They don't want to be united with Christ. They don't want to be truly holy. They don't want a prayer life. They want to say some prayers, but they don't want true holiness, because that's going to require change. That's going to require getting rid of things in our lives that are offensive to God. That's going to require doing things that aren't what we want to do. And in a selfish society like ours, the only thing that matters is what I want to do. And when Jesus says, get rid of that, stop this, do this differently, we don't want it. Again, that's great for somebody else, but not for me. So I guess the challenge today is to really ask yourself, do you really love the Lord's coming? Do you really want to be united with him? I mean, truly united, not just simply in the state of grace. Granted, if you're in the state of grace and you die, you will go to heaven. But when God is giving us the opportunity to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength, why do we want to love him with a little bit of our heart and a little bit of our soul and a little bit of our strength? We're only going to be fulfilled by doing what we were created to do. And being mediocre is not what God created us to be. So if we really want to know how God wants us to live, we need to take up the spiritual life. We need to read people like St. John of the Cross and St. Teresa of Avila and the great saints who have laid out for us the way. And we need to take seriously what they teach us. That's not easy. That's not fun. That's not the American way. But you know what? St. Paul said our citizenship is in heaven. May not be the American way, it is the heavenly way. So that's the choice we have to make. Where do we really want to put our focus? I hope and pray that we can be like Joshua when he said, choose today whom you will serve, but for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. If we're going to say that, mean it. Because most of us, as for me and my family, I'm going to serve me. As for me and my family, I'm going to serve the bank. As for me and my family, I'm going to serve the TV. As for me and my family, I'm going to serve the materialism. I'm going to serve the store, not the grocery store, but the other ones, so I can get more for me. It's not what we're about. If we're going to be truly Christian people, it is about the Lord. That's what St. Paul is talking about. There are people who do not stand truth. Oh, they come to Mass and they go through the motions, but they don't want the truth, because the truth hurts, the truth challenges, the truth is difficult. It's a whole lot easier to convince ourselves that it's okay for us to stay in our sins, because God understands. It's okay for me to do that because, no, it's not. Choose today whom you will serve, in season, out of season, whether convenient or inconvenient, St. Paul told Timothy. And that's what it has to be for us as well. If we're going to serve the Lord, if we're going to look forward to that merited crown that St. Paul talks about, we have to merit it. It's not going to be a merited crown if there's no merit. So we have to make the effort. We have to take up the spiritual life. We have to truly want to be holy.